And that's where we leave the BBC World Service and welcome you back to BBC Radio 4 once more. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Imagine buying a house which comes complete with its own flock of sheep and full-time shepherdess. Farming Today visits a new housing development in Essex which promises just that at 5:45. Before that, we have the Shipping Bulletin, News Briefing and our prayer, and this quick glimpse of the weekend.
Incels, young, disenfranchised men who connect across internet chat forums, often to share misogynistic and hate-filled views. Online communities may be blamed for their rise, but can they also offer a way out? As part of a series of programmes on boys and young men in Britain today across Radio 4 and 5 Live, I'll explore how we can find hope in the darkest corners of the internet and offer a lifeline to those who really need it. How to Save an Incel, with me, Sophia Smith-Gaylor, this Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Thursday, the 25th of April 2024. There are warnings of gales in Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, south at 0, 1004, expected Humber 998 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low 1006, expected 150 miles west of Seoul 1002 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then easterly 4 or 5 later in southeast Viking. Showers, moderate or good. South at 0. Easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic 2 or 3 at first in east 40s. Showers, moderate or good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dogger and Humber. Showers, moderate or good. Thames, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 or 4 later, but northeasterly 3 or 4 later in south. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwesterly backing southwesterly for a time 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in west, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet. West or northwest 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Irish Sea. Northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 2 to 4, showers, good. Shannon, southwest Rockall. Northwesterly, 2 to 4, but 6 to gale 8 at first in west, veering northeast 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, except in Fair Isle, showers, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on today, the 25th of April 2024. Tyree Automatic. North 4, recent rain, 22 miles. 1,008 falling. Stornoway, north by west 4, recent rain 7 miles, 1,008 falling. Lerwick, north-northeast, 3, 30 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by north, 3, 16 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 3, 1,005, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, northwest 3, 11 miles, 1,009. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 11 miles, 1,009. Jersey, south by east 2, 13 miles, 1,010, falling. Scilly automatic, northwest by north 2, 19 miles, 1,011, falling. Valencia, north by east 2, 27 miles, 1,012, falling. Ronald's Way, west 3, 1,007, falling. And Malinhead, west by north 4, 27 miles, 1,008, falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, and again issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. The general situation. A generally northerly flow will continue on Thursday, but as pressure continues to decline, conditions will turn increasingly showery over the next few days. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, or occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly but northeasterly later in the south, 3 to 5, showers, occasional rain later in the south, good, occasionally moderate later in the south. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, veering northeasterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers or occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, veering southwesterly for a time, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, veering easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3, veering northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwesterly 4 or 5, veering northerly 3 or 4, then veering east or northeasterly later. Showers at first, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, the Shetland Isles, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that's the shipping bulletin, Jane. I'll have a general weather forecast for you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 25th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The government says Ofsted's one-word judgments of schools in England should stay. Labour pledges to renationalise most rail services within 5 years. In business, Venice becomes the first city in the world to introduce an entry ticket for day visitors. And in sport, Everton move closer to Premier League survival by beating Liverpool 2-0. The government has concluded that one-word inspection judgments of schools in England should stay, despite calls for them to be scrapped. Teachers, leaders and some MPs had wanted an end to the Ofsted grades, which range from inadequate to outstanding. Ministers insist the single-word policy provides a succinct summary for parents. The family of Ruth Perry, the head who took her life after her school was downgraded, expressed their disappointment. Professor Julia Waters is her sister.
I'm deeply upset, more than a little bit angry, that after all that time, all that commitment, all that talking, all that apparent listening, they're not going to act. They are not going to do the things that they know my family and so many others need and want to change.
The BBC understands that one of the three people injured in a stabbing at a school in Ammanford in Carmarthenshire yesterday is a drama and Welsh teacher, Fiona Elias. Another teacher and a student were also hurt. They're all being treated in hospital. A teenage girl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Labour is giving more details about the changes it plans for the railways if it wins the next election. The party says it wants to bring private train companies' contracts into a new publicly owned body and aims to have most changes done in its first term. The Shadow Transport Secretary, Louise Haig, says she wants to see the improvements straight away.
We know there are no quick fixes and we're not going to see enormous change overnight. It will take time to legislate and put the structural changes in place that will deliver far more efficient and better run services that are less delayed and less crowded. But from day one of a Labour government, we know we can take action and we can get more of the basics right.
The government says Labour's plans are pointless and unfunded. Police have clashed with pro-Palestinian student protesters in Texas and California as a wave of unrest intensifies at university campuses across the United States. At the University of Texas in Austin, the governor sent in state troopers in riot gear to confront demonstrators who waved Palestinian flags. The UK's first memorial for LGBT armed forces personnel is to be built at the National Arboretum in Staffordshire. The government has given the charity Fighting With Pride £350,000 to construct the memorial at the 150-acre site. It's expected to be unveiled in May 2025. The BBC has announced